Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, Denver had a very historic playoff run, 16-4. As good as the Lakers were, swept them. Phoenix gave them trouble for, you know, about 3 days. But by and large, Miami was absolutely red hot, took care of Milwaukee and Boston, and they put so many different people on Jimmy Butler. They put KCP on him, Aaron Gordon on him, Chris Brown on him. It in the end, Butler looked gassed. Nick Wright, first things first, joining us live. How surprised are you? I'll start with this. Take LeBron out. So people often say mobility works. Well, it works with LeBron. Kevin Durant.
That's correct.
Warriors won before him, during him, after him. Take LeBron out. He's like Mahomes. He works without a running back. You can get rid of Tyreek Hill. That's different. But you go to Russell, Michael, Bird, Magic, Duncan. The stay where you're at model and let the organization patiently build around you. Could I not argue, if you just take LeBron, the greatest player ever, out, that what Denver's doing is what the Spurs did, is what the Bulls did, is what it's what the Celtics did.
Well, it's really... It's what the Bucks. Well, listen, I think the super team model is really a LeBron James model.
That's right.
Now, the model that definitely works is having an excellent team already intact and adding either a great player or a final piece. The Raptors with Kawhi had a team that was good but not great, a culture, all of it. Then they swap out DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard, win the title. The Warriors had already won a title, gotten to another finals. They swap out Harrison Barnes for Kevin Durant. They're one of the greatest teams ever. That obviously works, right? But the other thing that obviously works is what the Bucks did, what the Warriors did before Durant, what the Nuggets did, what, to a lesser degree, the Heat have done, where they add the piece in Jimmy Butler, but the rest of it is built up from within, what the Celtics are attempting to do. So, yeah, I actually agree with that wholeheartedly, that the microwaved team out of nowhere. It blew up spectacularly in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it will ever get off the ground with the Clippers. It has really only ever worked with LeBron. And to be honest, even the LeBron parts have had fits and starts with it, most notably the first year in Miami.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think people consistently, Colin, come May and June, see what it takes to win a championship, and then in December and January, totally forget about it, and over the summer. And they just trick themselves into thinking, well, this team can't defend, and this team doesn't have depth, and this team doesn't like each other, but they'll be fine, when those teams are never fine.
Yeah, Denver's defense in the fourth quarter and their chemistry in the end, which is hard to build either if you're not playing together for years, won it. Jokic is interesting. So years ago, if you got 10 assists, that meant you were also creating 20 points. But in the three-ball era, 10 assists can be 24 points. And when I look at Jokic, beyond the 25 points, there's the 10 and 11 assists. His elevation of others. I said, when I watch Jokic play, I don't know. I mean, all the great centers have been different. Kareem was the skyhook. Moses Malone was the rebounder. Shaq was powerful and flamboyant.
Sure.
There's a Duncan component to Jokic, which is, it's kind of fundamental.
Right.
With a little Larry Bird passing. But when you hear about the Jokic historic, one of your pushbacks on three MVPs in a row was a legitimate one. Let's save that for the all-time greats. And then you watch Jokic and you're like, okay, has he become an all-time great?
He's an all-time great. He's an all-time great. Like this is, and people, I think sometimes they might hear me say that and say, oh, Nick's being inconsistent. I am being the definition of consistent. There is a final level. He achieved it last night.
Yeah.
People might think this sounds ludicrous, but I believe it to the marrow. 24 hours ago, Nikola Jokic was not an all-time great. Now he is, undeniably.
Yeah.
That's how it works in this league. And the frustrating thing with me, with the Jokic commentary and then the backlash and the backlash to the backlash, is people pretended that he was being singled out. It is the exact, to a T, process Giannis went through. Won an MVP, people are like, he's awesome. Won another MVP, had a really crummy finals, and people were like, let's pump the brakes a bit. Then had a start-to-finish dominant get-on-my-back playoff run, and the whole world said, yeah, you're one of the 25 greatest players ever. Undeniable. That's how it works. Those are the steps in this league.
Yeah.
And those of us that said, we need to see him do it over 2 months in the playoffs. Folks, the response was, why do you need to see it? And the answer to that is, not to be a jerk, but you know what the answer to that is? Because James Hardens have existed in the NBA forever.
Yeah.
Guys who are unbelievable in the regular season, and then come the postseason, either can't last or go backwards or the moment gets to them. I needed to see it.
Yeah.
And by the way, for me to consider him one of the two or three best players in the league right now, he didn't need to win the title.
Yeah.
Just getting to the finals and what they did against the Lakers, it's like, okay, that's undeniable.
Yeah.
But now, having won the title, if people want to say he's the best player in the world, even if I personally still think Giannis can be more impactful on both ends, and Giannis by a hair would be my pick, I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's how it works in the NBA. It's how it's always worked in the NBA.
Yeah. By the way, we understand that in boxing, UFC, tennis, downhill skiing, any individual sport, you have to win the gold or win the fight. Yeah. If Conor McGregor had never won the big fight, he would just be a flamboyant, fun guy, good on pay-per-view. He wouldn't be considered the greatest UFC, you know, potential fighter of all time.
And can I add something else to it, Colin? Since 1980, and this is why my pick of the Heat in hindsight was it went against history.
Yeah.
Since 1980, Colin, if you don't have one of the 25 greatest players ever, you can't win the title unless you're on the 0-4 Pistons. Because it's Magic and Kareem.
Yeah.
It's Moses and Dr. J. It's Bird. It's Isaiah. It's Jordan. It's Akeem. It's Duncan. It's Shaq / Kobe. It's the 0-4 Pistons. It's Wade and Shaq. It's Dirk. It's KG. It's Kobe. It's LeBron. It's Steph. It's Giannis. Kawhi, I guess, is the other outlier, but he would have been, but injuries ruined him. It's Jokic. So Jokic is now in that group. He is one of the 25 greatest players ever. And in the NBA, I know it's not an individual sport, but we have almost a half century of history that says you don't need to, having Jason Tatum is fun and it's cool, but if you want to win a title, you need a legend, not an awesome player.
Yeah, it goes back to like the Mahomes thing we talked about earlier. You had to see the win last night. I always thought Mahomes was great. But to lose Tyreek Hill, have better numbers and win, okay, that's different. Like that even for Mahomes, it's like great, maybe greatest ever now. And I think those moments last, speaking of this, I was talking about this earlier, is that sometimes I think we undervalue great. And think about this. So all teams did for 30 years was try to stop LeBron. The whole game plan was on stopping LeBron, and they still couldn't. So the J.R. Smith can give you 21. No game plan's trying to stop him. The gap between LeBron and J.R. Smith, we know, is substantial. But the greats are so great, like Jokic, Miami's entire game plan as a defensive team stop him. Nobody could. And I was thinking about this with Mahomes. Mahomes is the only quarterback in the league. Burrow needed Mixon. Lamar's needed J.K. Dobbins. Herbert needs Eckler. Obviously, Daniel Jones needs Saquon. Dak needed Zeke in his prime. I can argue Mahomes is so great. The gap between him and Burrow, and we both love Burrow, is so great. He didn't need Tyreek Hill. He doesn't need a running back. Because of Reed's ability to create plays, and then Mahomes' ability to finalize those plays, right? Is that, do you feel like, I saw this story about the Chiefs are going to have a $3 million backfield, which is just unheard of.
Yeah.
Do you believe, and you know, I know you're a Chiefs guy, but I think to myself, God, Mahomes is even significantly better than Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow has earned the right to be called the second best quarterback in football. But I think someone wants to argue Jalen Hurts. I'll listen to him. I don't think Josh Allen's in that tier anymore. But if you want to argue, you can make a compelling case. But that's where the argument has moved to, because the gap between the guy we're showing video of, Patrick Mahomes, and every other quarterback, I think is bigger than the gap between whoever's number two and whoever's number eight. Because he simply has no weaknesses as a passer, and not just as a passer, but as a player. I mean, we talk about the most mobile quarterbacks in the league, and no one brings up Mahomes. But some of the most legendary quarterback runs in modern playoff history were by Patrick Mahomes. The touchdown before the half against Tennessee, where he shook off three guys and ran for 30 yards to go to the Super Bowl. The one against Cincinnati to set up the field goal. The one against the Eagles to set up the game-winning field goal on one leg. That's with his legs. And that's like his fourth option. The thing that I find fascinating to watch in how the Chiefs are going to try to build this out is they have clearly leaned into what you're talking about, which is why spend, you know, get a seventh rounder in Pacheco, try to keep McKinnon, so, you know, spend as little as possible there and bulk up the rest of it. I wonder if it's one point, if the opportunity presents itself, will they counter the other direction, which is what would it look like if in an era where running backs are cheaper than ever, we had one of the four best running backs in football, where teams occasionally had to actually respect the run. Not what would that do for our running game, but what would that do for Patrick Mahomes? Like, they have a lot of other, you know, kind of punches they can pull, if you will, as they build this out over the next decade. And I do think that they're going to have to do that if and when Travis Kelce either slows down or retires. Because while he can, that has been, you know, it's not underrated, but having arguably the greatest tight end ever with him the whole time has obviously been a massive part of his dominance.
Yeah, we've never, and by the way, another credit to Mahomes, we've never really considered, even with Gronk, even with Kellen Winslow, we never considered the tight end as the number one target. Mahomes is great enough that we're going to take a mid-round tight end And that becomes his target. It's always been a star receiver for Bradshaw, for Aikman, for Staubach, for everybody.
Speaking of star receivers, I know my guy Josh Allen's going to be on the cover of Madden, but what's up with Stephon Diggs?
I know.
Why is he so unhappy?
I know.
Trouble in paradise. I mean, they were best buds. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't have reporters on the ground in upstate New York. But, you know, it seems like there's just trouble in paradise up there, and you just hate to see it. You just really hate to see it.
Yeah, I know.
For the, you know, three-time defending AFC East, second-round defending champion Buffalo Bills. You just hate to see
it. So obnoxious. All right, Nick. Yeah. First things first. Good seeing you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
You bet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So this situation in Buffalo, I teased earlier, Colin, very bizarre. Yeah. All right. So the Buffalo Bills are holding mandatory minicamp today. And head coach Sean McDermott comes out and says, Stephon Diggs is not here. We're very concerned. Mandatory minicamp. So then Stephon Diggs' agent comes out and says, nope, that's not right. Stephon Diggs is at camp. He's there in Buffalo. Checked into his hotel room. Stephon Diggs is in Buffalo, just did not go to minicamp today. I don't know what that means. A lot of Buffalo Bills fans are melting down. Like, what, well, he's contract? Like, what's... He's been physically there. He just decided not to go to practice.
Well, he's been highly compensated. It's not a money issue. He's always been paid fairly.
Something's going on.
Well, he got very mad at the end of that game against Cincinnati. He was furious. Gabe Davis disappeared.
Is that the game from 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he just didn't make an impact. He had like 35 yards, so he was upset with that. I'll go back to this. Sean McDermott, defensive coach. Can we make sure we take care of our offensive stars and stop adding defensive pieces? Can we now? They've had the best defense in the league on average over the last 5 years. Could we take care of the offense in Josh Allen and the O-line and get another receiver?
How about this? Can we not be a diva, go to camp, and then just not go to the mandatory practice? Like, you're in the hotel room, you had dinner, like, and you're just not showing up. That'd be like me coming to work one day and then just staying in my dressing room and not coming out. Just staying down there. Like, where's McIntyre? I don't know. He's here. Like, this is bizarre. Not what you want from Buffalo at minicamp here in June, right?
I would agree.
Not ideal. All right, next up. Cameron Jordan of the Saints was giving some advice to young players at Von Miller's Pass Rush Summit recently.
Yeah.
He was explaining why speed and instincts are so important at getting to the quarterback. And wouldn't you know it, but he took a random jab at Kirk Cousins in the process. Here's the video.
In this game, you all, like everybody knows, a fast wrong decision can be a right decision. And a fast right decision, you're a winner. And a slow right decision, get your ass on the bench. Because there's somebody out here that's going to be moving at a different speed. Slow right decisions, we love them. Call them Kirk Cousins.
What? Bizarre. Why is he going after Kirk Cousins?
I don't know.
Kirk Cousins just minding his business, winning 13 games in Minnesota last year, and now catching strays from Cam Jordan in June. I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I.
Slow right decisions? Is that meaning Kirk Cousins is like a check down king and he's afraid to like take a chance?
That's what it feels like to me. Yeah.
You just got to get up in his grill and bother him and badger him. And
yeah. It's not, I will say this, throughout my life, a fast wrong decision is not terrible because I find out what doesn't work.
It's fair.
Like sometimes you need to have clarity like, okay, is this going to work or not? Let's just do it. And if it doesn't work, we can take it off the table.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Fast wrong decisions are okay. I think slow wrong ones, you wait around for 3 years to make a decision. Find out if it works or not.
I think one of the early Facebook mottos was move fast and break things. I don't know if you've heard that phrase before.
Yes.
But that's what they wanted to do. We're just going to try it, throw everything. Let's see what works, what doesn't. And I think what he's doing here is taking a jab at Kirk Cousins, who's maybe a little bit slow and doesn't want to make a mistake.
Risk averse.
There you go. Final story. Nikola Jokic won his first title and finals MVP last night after the Nuggets beat the Heat. But his post-game press conference got a lot of love. This was all over TikTok and Instagram. He is not thrilled to having to wait around for the championship parade.
You said after the Lakers win, you said you were surprised that you didn't feel more. So I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
Men's parade? Men's parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home.
Just what the NBA loves. The guy's the best player in the league, wins the MVP.
Well, he wants to go home. He wants to buy another horse, too.
He wants to go to Serbia and ride horses also.
Yeah, I get it. I was just watching an Arnold Schwarzenegger Netflix special last night from Austria. Man, that's beautiful.
Austria?
People have to go. People need to go to Europe more. Go to Europe. It's beautiful. I was mesmerized. You could have turned the sound. I was mesmerized by the optics of Austria.
You know what else is beautiful? Winning a championship in front of 20,000 people.
I get if he didn't want to sit around.
You know
around.
How many people are going to be at the Nuggets parade?
Well, it's not. He wants
to
go home.
Set records.
He wants to go home.
Probably over under 500,000 people at the parade. Is that too high?
Oh, I think they'll
never won a title ever.
Oh, they'll have 500,000 people.
Okay. And you want to run home to Serbia?
Listen. Come on.
You know, the Nuggets are desperate for this guy to like...
Home is where the heart is. Oh, he's not going anywhere.
I know, but the NBA would love him to kind of lap it up, stretch this out a couple more days.
I think the NBA loves a new franchise winning and a very humble star taking the trophy. I think the NBA likes what happened last night. I know the NBA rig crowd is mourning this morning because another new franchise won. Yeah, the NBA wanted, they wanted the Denver Nuggets to win. That'd be like college basketball having, you know,
San Diego State against,
win a title.
Who'd they face? UConn? I mean, well, UConn's.
The NBA has had like 18 or 19 different champions. There's a reason. Like it's in the last 50 years. It's Denver is not the team you would anoint. Rocky Mountain, nonverbal star, second round guy. They're fun. And I get him wanting to go home. Home's
where
the heart
is. What if I gave you odds, Nuggets to repeat, or you take the field? And you get way better odds on the field. Would you take Nuggets? You think they got a better chance?
I think I'd take the Nuggets for one more year. And then all of a sudden, once you win two, then all of a sudden guys, you know, may start looking around and... What if Jamal Murray got hurt again? Then you'd have to make big decisions.
Yeah, I did look at the health. They were a pretty healthy team this year, Denver. Every starter played between like 62 and 70 games. That's important. The continuity. These guys have been together for a few years.
Once you win a championship, you can scale back about 15% on that. Not load management. But the bottom line is it changes now. For Denver, it's not about being a number one seed. They can win on the road. For Denver now, it's about making sure we're healthy in May. And so you'll see this.
Didn't
with
Kawhi Leonard try that again?
Kawhi
gets hurt every year.
He's quirky.
Brittle.
These guys, they don't have quirky players.
I don't know if I told you, I ran into someone in the Clippers organization at the wine auction. I'm not going to talk about what we talked about, but I'll just say I don't think a lot of changes are coming to the Paperclips this offseason.
I think
that.
They're stuck for one more year with their guys.
Also, the Clippers do watch this show, so I have to start laying off Ty Lue a little bit. And
I like you. Who says you don't?
I like him, but he's no Michael Malone. Let's be real. Come on.
He doesn't have Jokic. I think Ty Lue would be.
He has Kawhi Leonard and Paul George,
who never play. I like Paul George. No Paul George slander. I like Paul.
Pandemic P, playoff P.
I think that's all nonsense. If you look at Paul George's playoff numbers and his regular season numbers, they're exact same.
All I remember is being up 3-1 on the Nuggets in the bubble and him chucking shots off the side of the backboard in the fourth quarter. Kawhi Leonard 6-for-22. I had to look it up
All of your anger comes from one thing.
There's no anger.
It all comes from one thing. You had the other side on.
I don't bet on the Clippers. Are you kidding me? Those frauds?
Oh no God! Way. You just met an executive and now you're calling them frauds.
Well, I mean, listen, Kawhi and Paul George. Where have they been the last 3 or 4 years?
Rehabbing.
Favorites to one of the best teams in the league every year. What happens in the playoffs?
Reality. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
J-Mac, we should probably hand out some grades. What do you make?
Yeah, you are just such a generous teacher. Let's do that.
Through the years. Let's hand out some grades.
We'll do NBA Finals performance grades.
Sure.
Let's start with Caleb Martin. How would you grade his finals performance? Now, you can't take into account what he did against Boston, which he was great.
Well, I think he made himself some money. I think he was a B. He had the second highest offensive rating by any Heat player, and he had the highest plus minus last night. So I thought let's be honest. He was one of the only guys that could shoot last night for Miami.
Okay, let's go to Max Strus, who missed the late three from the corner. How would you grade his performance last night?
A C, Now, he had 15 assists and one turnover all series, but he couldn't hit his specialty. He was 19% on three. So that's what he's there for, and he couldn't hit him. So it's a C.
Jimmy Buckets, the best player on the Miami Heat. How would you grade his finals performance?
I thought he kind of melted in the last couple. I thought he was gassed. I'd give him a B. I thought he got really tired. He had the worst plus-minus by any player in the finals and went from 29 a game to 21 in the finals. So he was dominant against Boston. They just kept throwing bodies at him. Gordon, Christian Brown, KCP. I thought it wore him down.
Did score 13 straight in the fourth quarter.
I know, no, no.
To nearly win the game. What grade would you give Bam Adebayo?
I thought he was great. I'd give him an A. I thought he was fantastic. Scored 20 points in all five games. Led the Heat in scoring and rebounding in the finals. He's also excellent defensively. I thought this was a really strong series by him against a team with all sorts of size to combat him.
It doesn't look like a guy you can trade away to get
no.
Him. Sorry, you can't move.
No.
Him. Too good. All right, Eric Spoelstra, coach of the Heat. How do you grade his performance?
A minus. I mean, listen, this is the sixth finals appearance in 15 years. They had the worst scoring offense during the regular season in the league, and they got to a game five of the finals. They had the worst. Not among the worst. They had the worst offense in the league, and he tweaked that at the end of the year. Got to give him some credit for that. So it's an 8C.
The coach who loses 4-1 gets an A-. What about the winning coach, Michael Malone?
He gets an A. But you have to win the series to get it. The Heat were held under 100 points in each of Denver's four wins. So I think what I noticed in the second half last night was really Malone, which is, guys, we are tight. We can't hit free throws and threes. Denver was tight. I thought it was Denver's best defensive half by far in the playoffs. I mean, that fourth quarter, they were relentless.
Yeah. All right, rookie Christian Brown. What would you give his grade for the Denver Nuggets?
B+.
Okay.
I think he plays real defense. He shot 89% in the finals. He's a 22-year-old rookie. They don't ask him to shoot a lot of tough shots, but I thought I'd say, again, our expectations were here. I think his energy... And that guy is springy.
Yeah.
Like, really vertical.
Bouncy. What grade would you give KCP, one of the heroes in Game 5?
I'd give him a good C+. He plays real defense. Two-time champ. He had the second-best defensive rating by any player in the finals. Didn't give us a ton of offense. But I thought he was a very good teammate. He was willing to play some defense. He's kind of long, so he gets a C+.
Two titles now for KCP. What about Aaron Gordon, the superstar from Orlando? Monster series.
A, defensive monster, highest plus minus any player in the finals, leading scorer in the restricted area, 44 points. I thought he was one of the most influential playoff players that we don't consider a star in East or West. Yeah. I thought he was incredibly important.
Next one's a little tougher. He's trending toward my guy territory. Michael Porter Jr. loves to shoot it.
C- because he shot poorly, but he had some big, you know, I mean, listen, he was 4 of 28 in the finals three-point shooting.
Wow.
But he was the second leading rebounder to Jokic, so he's an excellent rebounder. He's a willing defender, and he had two huge buckets last night in Game 5. He had that big three, and then he had that drive at the end.
He did get benched a couple times in the series, so I'm okay with that grade. All right, now, Jamal Murray, give that man a grade.
That's an A,
yes.
No question. Highest offensive rating in the finals, 8 games with 30 points, and I probably should have gone A+. He gets a little sloppy for my taste. He's a one-hand pass
happens.
Guy, but his playmaking, like, I didn't think that was part of his game. He went a notch up.
Yeah, and the finals MVP, Nikola Jokic.
Highest score I've ever given a student, A++.
Ooh, the double plus.
He literally, because he does so many things well, he doesn't have off games. His off playoff game is when he scored 40, and we didn't pass it. He's very much Tim Duncan. Like, if Tim Duncan was a great perimeter shooter. Like, Duncan didn't have bad games. Blocks, rebounds, defense, scoring. Like, it was, you know, a great player. Kobe, Steph, Larry Bird could have a bad shooting night. But, like, Jokic doesn't have bad games. He's so layered. Good stuff. Oh, by the way, say hello to Endless Hot Water. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. A Navien tankless water heater, 15-year limited warranty. Well, well, well. Very exciting stuff. Nick Wright, Joel Klatt both stopped by today. Do appreciate that. I was having so much fun watching that last night. I poured myself a cold one right after.
Nice. That's a
to celebrate.
Sounds like a fun little night. Hey, quick update on the Stephon Diggs story we just talked about.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport just said on NFL Network Stephon Diggs and the Bills are dealing with an in-house situation, not contract-related, that they expect to be resolved soon. I don't know what that could be if it's not contract-related. Is he unhappy about something?
He was
locker
unhappy.
Positioning?
He was... Maybe he didn't like the room at Campy. I don't know. Who knows? See you tomorrow. It's The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.